This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Still don't have a sponsor for the Davy Depot, but we have an offer to sponsor a regular geography segment on Three and Out Radio Gold.
It's Davy Hudson coming to you live from Northeast Tennessee?
East North.
I think we're just North Tennessee.
East North Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think we're just North Tennessee because we're above Lenoir City. Just south of Lenoir City, north.
But West Knox, kind of.
Here? This isn't West Knox.
Why not? It's west of Knoxville. West of downtown.
But everything west of Knoxville is not West Knoxville.
Well, where does the line start?
Just go talk to people. I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out. That's a toughie.
Is it when you get to, like, Bearden? Like, Bearden Hill?
I think you have to hit West Town. It's in the name.
No.
Yeah.
It's Bearden.
When I say West Knoxville, what do you think of? I think of, like, Cedar Bluff area and a little, like, greater.
Like Farragut.
But definitely south of to me, West Knoxville start, if you're coming east, maybe it's easier. So you're in Farragut. The second you step out of Farragut, coming towards Knoxville, that's where West Knoxville starts that way. I think that's easy.
When you come out of Farragut?
Yeah, then you're in West Knoxville.
Farragut's not West Knoxville? Or is Farragut just Farragut?
It's kind of used interchangeably, but in my head, Farragut's Farragut, and then West Knoxville is as soon as you're out of Farragut, coming, you know, towards the city. And then, but the
so
tricky,
Bearden.
Right. Well, the Bearden school zone, not the Bearden area. Because a lot of times...
Which is very confusing.
Right. Older people that talk about Bearden are like more like kind of even east of where we're sitting right mm-hmm. now. Like the Bearden
High School is
are.
Technically west of West Town Mall. Yeah.
I think
it also doesn't help that South College is in North Knoxville.
It's true. It's on the other side of the of 40. There,
it's literally like in the junction of the
75,
right,
40,
of
yeah,
the stuff there. Yeah,
and then Western Avenue being in North Knoxville—that's just a kick in the groin.
Yeah. All well, right. There's like Bearden Middle School students for a while. None of them went to Bearden High School.
Correct.
Which is very confusing.
Right.
They went to West.
Yep.
High School, which is not in West Knoxville.
See, that's where I think you're wrong. That's why I think West Knoxville starts right when you come
no.
off. Nope. I think West Dude. Knoxville is Kingston Pike when it opens up right there with Isolate.
Dude, I'm as West Knoxville. I talk to more West Knoxville people than anybody, and no one would say West High School is in West Knoxville.
Really? Because I've lived here my whole life.
That's true. But you've lived in North Knoxville now for
a couple years.
Way too long. So.
Way too long. I yeah. like North Knoxville.
You don't have a pulse.
It's
on
historic.
On the West Knoxville.
Signs on the street tell me so.
It is historic North Knoxville. Well, now we've completely hijacked Davy's depot.
He'll be fine.
To get us started, I wanted to wish all my, I hope all my Mexican-American friends had a happy birthday yesterday.
That's not what that is.
Oh, okay. Well.
They don't even celebrate it.
No, it's really only celebrated in America.
Mm-hmm. We stole it. Made it a thing. Yeah. An excuse to eat tacos and drink margaritas. Not that he really needed it.
Really was the founding of putting sour cream on tacos instead of mayonnaise.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Like Cinco de Mayo. If you go back to the history of it, it's now why there's sour cream instead of mayonnaise on tacos and stuff.
Again, I don't think that's right.
I'd look it up. It's worth a Google.
Okay.
That has to do with sinking a ship.
No.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
I've seen the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to today.
To help with the geography, you have to view Tennessee as there's six quadrants, and obviously the cutoff line is Lenoir City. If you draw a line across the state, Lenoir City's the cutoff between north and south, and then, of course, we all know the east, middle, and west. So there's that. But my fact of the day, which will then translate into one of my main stories.
You're doing a movie review today? No.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. More human twins are being born now than ever before. Do you get the feeling there are more twins around these days than there used to be? No? Well, you should, because according to a new study in the journal Human Reproduction, the twinning rate has increased by one-third since the 80s, up from 9 to 12 twins per 1,000 deliveries. Currently, that adds up to about 1.6 million twins born each year across the world, meaning one out of every 42 babies is a twin. Helping drive this is the increasing use of medically assisted reproduction.
Wouldn't it be two out of every 42 is a twin? Because they're twins?
No.
Okay.
You could do two out of every 84 if you wanted to, but, you know, fractions. I keep going.
One out of every 42 mothers.
So you simplify the fractions.
set of twins.
So you simplified the fraction?
Well, the article did. But okay. Helping drive, this is the increasing area, that part. Delay in childbearing. Twinning has been found to increase with a mother's age as well. So there you have it. Which gets me into...
That was a great line here from Travis Cabbage. It says, it doesn't matter how directionally challenged you are, Davies Depot will always go south quickly.
South Tennessee?
Yes, Tim, there are 6 quadrants for the state of Tennessee. I don't know how no one knows this but me.
You know it's called a quadrant because there's 4 quad.
6 quadrants, he said. I was just letting it happen.
It's like one.
I can't wait on my next job interview to go, yeah, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. According to some, that's Southwest Tennessee.
No, just south.
No, south and west.
Okay. Yeah, you're in the southwest quadrant.
Yeah, exactly.
So is Chattanooga southwest east Tennessee?
No, it'd be southeast.
Okay, but you're going to run out of...
No, you're in the west part of southeast Tennessee.
Right,
Yeah. It's like in Upward when they're like, yeah, we're going to play 6 quarters. I'm like, I don't think you can call them quarters. I think you're going to say 6 periods.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, 6 segments or something.
Gambling update. Last night went 4-2, 1-1 for the picks I gave on air. I'm out on puck line, all right? I keep getting bent over a barrel. I just went ahead and I went into action. I'm going to admit it. I just took out all the puck line bets because it's screwing up my numbers. I'm done with it. No more puck lines. Run lines for the MLB, still a thing. 4-1 so far on Major League Baseball this year. Should be 5-0, but the stupid runner on second whenever they go to extra innings is stupid. I don't even like baseball, but I don't like that rule. So I got that. Right now, I don't have anything. I'm sure something will pop up for picks later on, but I haven't seen anything worth taking in the moment. So, let's see here. What story did I want to get into? I just got some headlines. I'm not even going to really get too deep into it, but I don't know if you guys saw this. Talking about COVID earlier. There was a coastal town in Japan, and they received $228,000 in COVID relief funds. I don't know if you saw what they spent that money on.
I did see it. Did you see this, Nate?
I did not see this.
$228,000 for COVID relief. Giant, and what did they buy the people?
A city?
Giant squid statue. This thing is pretty big.
Where is this? What city is it?
And I'm sure if you just Google Japan, big
Noto,
squid.
Noto, Japan.
Okay.
Noto.
COVID
relief.
Can get into Japan geography later if you want. But this is a 42-foot long, 30-foot wide, and 13-foot high statue of a pink squid.
That's incredible.
Money well spent, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can't wait to read the CNN article.
How much did it cost?
$228,000.
They spent all of it on this?
Things like the size of a building.
Well, really, I mean, they put 25 million yen, but... You know, conversion rates and whatnot. How many Dogecoins would that be, Chris?
They're hoping to boost tourism.
Be a lot. Well, I know I can't wait to get there to see this squid. Boost tourism, really?
That's what it said. Dude, they got $7.3 million in grants as part of an aid program.
Mm-hmm. And decided to drop $228,500 on a big old pink squid.
Oh, come on. This is a non-story. It's just
$229,000. Non-story? They're trying to up the tourism.
Dude, that was only part of the statue cost. Cost more than that. The total construction was $274,000.
As Dave said, money well spent. I can't wait to go to, what is it, Noto? Nudo? I don't know.
$708 billion stimulus package for the country of Japan.
I'll never forget in kindergarten, they made us hot dogs, and they said we were eating octopus.
Did they cut the ends?
Yep.
Did you believe them?
Yep.
That's not surprising. Did you give your banger of the day?
No, I didn't. I forgot about that. That's
1985. That's what I mean, fuck guy.
1985 by Bowling for Soup. Great song.
Okay. Next headline.
Man allegedly swings colostomy bag at cops at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville.
Tennessee man
After Nicholas Adam Newhart took out his colostomy bag, he reportedly swung it wildly and struck two police officers. And then the article says they were struck in the line of duty.
By duty? In duty?
Yeah.
They'd probably rather have been shot. You know, wounded, not fatally.
Gotcha. But, yeah.
The man was drunk, as you might imagine.
Oh, you don't say.
Really?
He wasn't at Kid Rock's bar just to hang out?
American Bass. I don't really want to get more into that.
Okay.
I had another one.
One more?
Did you see that eating too much salt can hurt your immune system?
Really?
That's a new study.
What the hell happened to
it's probably not real.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Nope, it's a deep hope.
Did you hear about that woman and I mentioned with my fact of the day about more twins being born than ever before.
Wait, talking about the lady in, is it Milan?
Molly.
Yeah.
But
now
the
You know how many kids she had, Nate?
The lady that had twins?
No.
Oh. No.
She had 9.
Oh. Well, that wouldn't be twins then, would it?
At one time?
At one time. Well, one after the other.
Non-uplets. Non-uplets.
We'll go with that.
Here's an article. I don't like this one. So, a Malayan woman has given birth to 9 babies. She initially thought she was going to have 7, but they found 2 more.
Wow.
Yeah, joining a very rare club of mothers to have 9 children, 5 boys, 4 girls. The miraculous pregnancy of 25-year-old Hamala Sisi has fascinated the people of the West African country. In fact, the doctors actually flew her, from where she was from, they flew her to Morocco to where she would be under the care of specialists giving birth because they knew it would be a lot. The one thing I haven't heard, though, was, I mean, I would imagine it was through in vitro fertilization, but I haven't gotten any confirmation on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone remembers the Octomom.
Right.
Which I haven't given my take on this yet, but that's just a bad parent. She already had 6 kids, and then she had 8 more.
Yeah.
She probably didn't know.
No, like, I mean, she knew what she was going for.
Mm.
But it's like you've had 6, and then you have that in vitro fertilization to where you're going to have, you at least know at that point you're going to have more than one based off how many eggs they, how many fertilized eggs they had entered into her. Like, she knew, like, the odds of, like, having multiple kids. And so it's just bad parenting. Cause I don't even think, like, I mean, I think it's just her, which you imagine having like 14 kids.
No.
Just by yourself. Like,
well, the nice thing when you have that many, I mean, the second, I guess, litter was all, was all at the same time. But usually if you have that many kids, you know, the oldest kids start taking care of the youngest kids. It's a lot of free labor.
Outsourcing,
like back in the day, you know, on the farm and everything. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know about having 8 it, you know, in one sitting, for lack of a better phrase.
One sitting.
Well, you made the joke about it. They obviously didn't have them all at one time, but one.
And then you called it a litter.
One pregnancy.
That,
is that better?
I mean, that
one
is pregnancy. It's a litter.
Okay,
here's the biggest story. I just saw this article come across. It's like, Australian serial killer allegedly living a new life as a woman, which I was like, whatever. But I was like, why is this serial killer actually, like, I saw the picture. I was like, this serial killer is not in custody. So in Australia, there's a woman that was a famous serial killer that they have released twice now because when the guy at the time got paroled, killed his fiance. And then went back to jail,
and then
let him out again. And I was just like, "What the hell's going on in Australia?"
The continent of criminals, like Houston said the other day, kind of like Georgia.
Are you guys ready for the 17-year cicada chaos that's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think it's about to start.
Really?
And I think it already has in some places.
Okay.
1.5 million per acre.
My ears ready.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How many acres is this?
8.
This is 8?
Well, counting the entire hill across the...
I mean, that's...
street.
Have you guys kind of seen...
12 million cicadas.
Apparently there's I don't know if you'd call it a trend, but it is becoming more popular to where when you are having your funeral, they don't have you in a coffin. They have your body set up to where it's doing something more of like what you enjoy doing in life. So like there is
Nate Oates in his golf attire. Like,
well, there's this Canadian, the most recent one, who was a drummer. And so they literally have his body propped up like he's behind the drum set as people walk by for his funeral to like pay their respects.
Houston, you like to play the drums. Is that a look you go for?
Just give me a plain pine box. I'm good.
Okay.
Well, I'll probably be cremated.
It was a 5-piece kit.
We'll prop you up in a chair with a mic right in front of you.
Yeah.
The body of Brynell McPherson.
The Bobby?
Nah, he's got to be fishing.
The body of Brontel McPherson, known as Bonnie Brent.
I wouldn't let them set you up to work the rest of your, you know,
afterlife.
Was placed behind the percussion set at the Covenant Funeral Home in Toronto while clad in a yellow jumpsuit and white hat.
Can you just see Chris just holding the bass?
I'd rather not.
the
bass dead
there's
too?
The photo. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah, the bass are definitely dead.
Yeah, that's just weird.
That
I don't like that.
That is super creepy.
Did you see that Peloton is recalling their treadmills because someone died?
Oh, no.
It wasn't someone. It was like a toddler. Oof. Like a toddler got trapped underneath somehow when it kept spinning. And
That's sad.
Yep.
Okay, like the entire concept behind Peloton is just stupid. Like, I find it dumb. It's like, all right, well, you have to spend a couple $1,000 just to get the machine, mm-hmm. and then you have to keep paying so that you get the classes on top of it. It's right. Just like, just go to the damn gym.
Kind of brilliant. I mean, they have made a lot of money.
Well, you're paying for that too.
Yeah, but it's not like.
Well, some people just like to work out by themselves.
And then the last story, apparently there's a new thing on social media where, I guess, I don't know if you want to call them influencers or not, but people are claiming that eating rotten meat will get them high. So now a lot of people are just trying to eat rotten meat. High meat, that's what they're calling it.
High meat.
Eating rancid steak can induce euphoria.
Okay.
I feel like eating a perfectly good steak is euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
Social media chuckleheads are touting a vomit-inducing new way to experience artificial highs, consuming rotten meat. It's where we're at.
Yeah, vomit-inducing.
I want the shirt.
I'm more or less dangerous than those guys who sniff the poisonous frogs.
Yeah. Well, I want this shirt. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but you've heard the concept of people saying, you know, like I was born in the wrong generation or I was born in the wrong era. Well, like there's a shirt that says that now, but what it does is it just has like that meteor and then there's the dinosaurs like as they're about to die. And it's just like I was born in the wrong generation. Like I kind of like that idea. Mm. That's a neat concept for a shirt.
Anything else for us, Dave? Any more headlines?
I mean, I got some good advice for Alex as we send him off.
Oh, okay.
But I think I'll save that for a little later.
Okay.
I'm going to just go ahead and remove these stories off my bookmarks now that I've talked about them. That squid looks ugly. I don't know how that's going to bring people. Like, how many people go to, like, see the giant ball of yarn each year?
I don't know. Is that outside of Vegas?
I don't know. So, like, I don't even know. I'm just like, well.
Okay.
What a depot. What a depot indeed. That was Davey. That was the depot. It was the Davey Depot. We'll come back with more 3 and Out on the flip side.
Might have been the worst one on my last show.
I'm Ooh. Sure you don't want to miss
what?
It.
I liked that. That was pretty good.
Hour 3 continues live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. What a great show. If you missed all the exciting action, check out the podcast.
Geography.
Depot was good. It's Alex's last day. Kind of sad. Bittersweet, really.
Yeah.
So we wish him well.
We release him into the wild.
Yeah, out into the...
A little wiser.
Big boy universe.
A little tougher. A little smarter.
Just a bit.
Easy. I heard that one. Mm-hmm. That was, yeah. That was something. Sorry for the listeners that had to. That'll be fine.
What happened?
Nothing. Don't worry about it, Dave. You weren't listening anyway.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Did you have a good Cinco de Mayo yesterday?
Yeah, it was
good. You were the only one that had plans.
I didn't have plans. I just made quesadillas.
No, you made fun of us for not having plans, but you didn't have plans?
Not really. Oh. It's always good to come back from the depot and have literally no idea where to take the show.
Nothing to go to.
You got anything for us, Dave? Or are you kind of out?
I mean, at some point I was going to give Alex some advice as far as moving forward.
Yeah? Are you ready for that?
Or you want to save it?
Oh, wait. Callum says I need to remake the Matlock tire spot since Athens is in southeast Tennessee and not Tennessee. Or not east Tennessee.
See? You blew it. Yeah, you just gave more work for yourself.
Working harder, not smarter.
There's a headline that says Super League Rebels could face 2-year Champions League ban.
What does that mean exactly? I thought the Super League was dead.
I think just that they're just going to punish the teams that signed up for it.
Yep.
Why?
Which would, just to make, keep them doing it in the future.
Well, it would encourage them to separate again.
Exactly.
If they're banned.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good move.
Also, it would do more harm than good for UEFA and their Champions League because, like, the final is going to be Man City versus Chelsea. Both of those teams were signed up to be a part of the Super League.
They ban them for next year. They just wouldn't have a repeat champ.
But then your quality of
true.
Of competition is going to go down.
Right, right. UEFA has spent the past 10 days in conversation with the 12 clubs in an effort to agree to a lesser sanction and extract a formal definitive commitment not to pursue the Super League effort. As of Wednesday, according to sources familiar with the situation, they had reached an understanding with 7 clubs, Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, Man United, and Tottenham. I guess the 2-year ban is the maximum penalty they could give them, so they're trying to negotiate that down, I guess. So they can punish them without really hurting their own group. The 4 remaining clubs, Juventus, Real Madrid, Barcelona, and AC Milan, have so far stuck to their positions and could face the UEFA disciplinary process for, among other things, violating Article 51 of the statutes, which states that, quote, no combinations or alliances between clubs affiliated directly or indirectly to different UEFA member associations may be formed without the permission of UEFA. So you think these guys just didn't even think about the contracts at all? They're just like, well, let's just start our own league. We'll keep playing in our current leagues. Let's just play some more games.
Yep.
Definitely didn't think they'd face the backlash they did.
Yeah, they thought, I'd heard that the clubs knew that fans of clubs who were not going to be a part of the Super League would be outraged by it, but they didn't expect their own fan bases to not be a fan of the Super League.
Says the 4 clubs holding out believe they are in a strong position as the original documents filed with UEFA and FIFA stated that the Super League was asking the body, quote-unquote, for permission to run their competition and for recognition rather than breaking away from the organization. So basically they're saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. We asked for permission. You guys said no. You can't punish us for that. I guess it's just semantics at this point.
Mm-hmm. It'll carry out in court for the next year or two.
Only people who are going to get paid on this are the lawyers.
Yep.
That's a good,
good
life
gig
lesson.
If you can get
good
it.
Good life lesson for you, Alex.
Good.
If 9 of the 12 clubs that committed to the Super League formally pull out, then, based on their own statutes, the project would be formally terminated, sources have told ESPN. This is why UEFA continues to chip away at the remaining clubs, hoping to persuade 2 others to formally abandon the venture. A protracted legal battle is in nobody's best interest.
Yep, because the spokesperson of the Super League said it's a binding contract. There's no way out, but if you do get 9 out of 12, then there's no way they can continue. But right now, they're barely holding on. But this new format that they're going to put in with the Champions League, it's not good for the players. Players get the rough end of it. Considering now they're adding more games to Champions League, they're going to restructure the Club World Cup, which adds more games to the schedule. And now players added on to the 38 games or 36 games that they play within their leagues, domestic leagues, now add in Champions League games, depending how far your team advances in the competition. Club World Cup, if your team qualifies for that.
What is Club World Cup?
For the winners of the so the winner of Europe,
mm-hmm.
the winner of Asia, the winner of South America, and the winner of the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
Regional tournaments, they all face off in the Club World Cup, usually in Asia.
Okay.
In Japan. And it's like during the winter time, it's in December.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to broaden, I think, the competition to more people invited in, because now it's only like a 6-team competition.
Gotcha, yeah.
But it just adds more games to the schedule. So the, you know, if you're on a more successful team, you're going to be playing a lot more games. And that kills you, especially when in the summer you have an international competition. Like there will be a European Championship this summer. And then, you know, 3 years from now, World Cup.
Mm.
But the World Cup, they're going to have to put in the December because it's in Qatar.
Yeah.
It's too hot during the summer.
Cater.
All right.
But their bodies are going to be taxed, the players, for this new restructuring.
So this question's probably going to derail things, but we've been talking about Japan a couple of times, and I was kind of curious, like, nothing to do with anything we've talked about, but, like, why did kamikaze pilots, like, wear helmets? I never really understood that.
So, Alex, when they play additional matches, let's say your team makes the Champions League, you get out of the group stage, you're into the single elimination portion, the two ties, you know, the multi-leg.
Yeah, two legs, yeah.
Right. Do they get paid? Do the players get paid more with each round they advance? Is that the motivation for the players to keep wanting to win? Or is their contract just their contract?
Yeah, you get bonuses.
Okay. Because it feels like if they're just tired of playing, you just kind of mail it in a little bit. Just kind of like, hey, you know, we've gotten far enough. No one's going to really care if we lose this round. Let's make it close, but let's be done here.
Obviously, the better the player you are, the more of a bonus you get for competitions you win.
All right.
But also, too, that you get bonuses on your statistics as well. Like, if you have so many goals in this competition, you get a bonus. So it's performance-based as well.
You excited for the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying coming up this fall?
That'll be tough.
It's supposed to start in September.
I saw that the U.S. men's national team in June, they scheduled, I think, 3 games to play in 9 days, because that's going to be like the schedule once the World Cup qualifying starts.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a tough schedule for players.
Well, I mean, you would think we'd have a little more depth than some of the other teams in CONCACAF, but maybe not.
It's difficult to win in CONCACAF. I mean, every environment is very different, and the refereeing is very different from...
Everyone says that, but I think that's kind of a... I don't know. It annoys me when people are like, oh, it's hard to win on the road at, you know, Guatemala or whatever. It's like, come on, like, that's a loser.
Yeah, you should still win.
That's a loser's mentality. Like, yeah. Come on, we're the United States of America. Like, go win a match on the road in CONCACAF. Now, I understand if you had to go play, I don't know, like a team in South America on the road, that's a little different. It's a whole other level but we got to be able to qualify for the World Cup. Come on.
Yes. Agreed.
It's already started, actually. You know, first and second rounds.
Yeah.
We got the bye to the third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have an American in the two Americans in the Champions League final.
Oh, who's the other one?
Zach Stefan. Mm. He's the backup goalkeeper for Man City.
All right. Oh, backup. So he won't actually get to play.
No, he doesn't play in Champions League. Yeah. He's played in he won the FA Cup, I think, with the Man City or Carabao Cup.
Antigua and Barbuda leading Group A. Canada's leading B, and Curacao, Group C, along with Dominican Republic, Group D.
I got one for you, Nate.
Yeah?
Did you see that Snow White is about to be canceled.
Oh, no. Why?
Because...
There's so many different ways you can
no,
go with this.
No, no. Prince Charming
uh-huh.
gives her true love's kiss to release her from the spell.
Yeah.
But she's asleep and didn't consent. So, done.
I thought maybe it was a mask issue. I mean, Kamala Harris kissed her husband with both wearing masks
nope.
the other day.
Snow White. Sure, she was under the spell.
Right.
Because she ate the apple. Sure, she would have never woken up.
Mm-hmm.
But he kissed her without permission.
Right.
Even though it was true love and they ended up happily ever after.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I feel like that's just a timing issue. Like, if you know that she would give consent,
mm-mm.
you know what I mean?
Nope, can't do it.
So if I kiss my wife, like, goodbye on, like, a Saturday morning.
Yeah, and she's still asleep.
She's asleep.
You're going to hell.
Am I, like, arrested for, like, abuse
yep.
or something?
Yep.
But I know that she'd be fine
with it. It could not possibly be true love if only one person knows what's happening. Apparently, these people are very upset.
I can't remember Snow
early
White.
Disney movies do not do a good job of consent.
But in Sleeping Beauty, they had already met in the forest, right? What about in Snow White? Had they met before? I don't remember the story.
Don't know. Very sad.
So he saved her life. So we don't want to save people's lives. We want to let them die or kind of be dead in
coma
in perpetuity. We want them to be in a coma forever. That's better than risking the slight chance that maybe they would rather be dead than be alive, have true love, and live happily ever after.
Yep.
Does anyone else just... I mean, I know we're kidding around with this, but...
They are calling
the
scene sexual violence. And the actions of the prince should be classified as those of a sexual predator.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's just...
Very sad.
I mean, like, we're kidding around, but these people are serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are legit serious about this stuff.
Yep. See what happens. I'll keep you posted.
I said this last night. I was talking to somebody. You ever visit people whose life is just chaos? And, like, you just, like, kind of, even if you're in their home for long enough, you're kind of like, I just feel like I need to kind of get
stressed
out.
Stressed a little
like,
bit?
Yeah. I'm at a heightened stress level.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to kind of get back to my own, like, ordered sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these people, the people you're talking about that are worried about this thing,
yep.
this type of thing,
yep.
just the people that let this type of thing consume their lives, it's like they're those chaotic people. And they've realized that they're so unhappy with their own existence that the only thing that makes them feel better is to just run around making everyone else's life chaos. They're just running around, just messing our stuff up because they got nothing better to do. Sexual violence.
Yep. Just FYI.
It reminds me of, like, are we not going to do CPR anymore? Because, you know, usually you get your ribs cracked. I mean, I wouldn't want to get charged with, like, a, you know, like, battery because I cracked a guy's ribs as I, like, saved their life. You know, get their heart pumping again.
I'm pretty sure I've seen stories about that where, like...
Yeah, it just depends on the law within mm-hmm. the state of whether you...
I mean, it's that's
you
a
have a duty to kind of help in such a situation. There's, I mean,
you can be punished either way now, depending on which, you know. Oh, you didn't try and help that person. Well, I didn't want to get sued because I might have, you know, injured them trying to help them. This is really a similar thing, but because they've made it sexual, which is a hotter, more controversial argument. Like no one will criticize them. No one will say, yeah, that's stupid.
We just call it CPR.
If I'm going to be in a coma the rest of my life, I'll go ahead and consent right now on the radio that anyone can kiss me if it brings me out of the coma. If it legitimately brings, I'll go ahead and give my consent. That way,
good.
I'm covered.
Yep.
Yep. Now it's documented. So there you go.
There you go. You are safe.
Sweet.
Any more news on Aaron Rodgers? I saw where Brett Favre said he's probably out. He doesn't think Aaron Rodgers will be back.
I thought like Brett Favre officially retired finally.
There was a report that
he's not coming back to the Packers if Aaron Rodgers moves on, Brett Favre comes back in.
Probably not.
That'd be pretty funny.
Nah.
There was a report from I can't remember who put it out there, but Aaron Rodgers was telling free agents not to sign with the Packers because he wasn't going to be back.
Saw that.
But that was this offseason when he thought they were going to trade him. Now it's really weird.
I've read more into the Stranger Things trailer, Houston.
Okay.
Starting to spoilers? Understand it.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that, Jennifer. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Did you see that the Mets and Yankees are going with vaccinated and unvaccinated sections for baseball games?
I did see that.
It's one way to go.
You read the post that I put on Twitter about how that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
Yeah.
About how the whole point of vaccinating people is that they can spread the virus so that we build immunity as a society without people actually getting sick. And that if you segregate that way, it completely
defeats the purpose.
Defeats the purpose of even having vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
We're so dumb.
Yep. Yep.
No wonder we need a pandemic on this planet. David, do you have your life advice for Alex already packaged up in a nice, clean, like 1, 2, 3?
Nope, but I can figure it out.
Well, now's your last chance.
I'm listening.
Oh, is it just being thrown to me now?
Mm-hmm.
Never have a backup plan for starters. First one doesn't work out, then you're SOL. Let's see here. Also, never try and be yourself. Like, I don't know why people always say that. Like, I've tried to be myself before, and it usually, like, ruins most relationships that I have. So...
That's a you problem.
When they say that. This is just a good out. You can use this later in life.
Mm.
Let's say you end up meeting a woman who has a kid. I found this out to kind of help out. If you want it to end, just give her the ultimatum of, like, it's either me or the kid. Because they're most likely going to just side with the kid. But on the off chance they do, like, I choose you, you're like, that was just a test. You're a bad mother, okay? So, like, you win either way. And usually at the end of the day, they're just going to be mad. But since you kind of put them in that situation, more than likely they'll just take it out on the kid and not you. So, I don't know. Use that information as you please.
I don't know how I like that tip.
That's awful, Davey.
Yeah.
Truly. You got another... Got anything else? It's
after you said the if they choose you, I thought you were going to go with your SOL line again.
No, you just you at that point you've made it to where you realize you want to be out of the situation, but you want to look good in the end. So it's like
I don't think you look good always
deflect blame.
Okay,
it's worked out just fine for me. Just deflect.
Callum said the helmets on the pilots would keep them from getting too cold or going deaf while flying, especially when they'd open the cockpit canopies, because sometimes they need to open them to get a better view.
Mm.
So there you go. Now you know. Yeah. Any more life advice?
I think I covered the bases.
Okay.
I mean, I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity, Nate. For letting me have a mic, first of all, letting me get to chime in whenever I wanted.
Mostly really. Whenever you wanted. Except when you were on your suspensions.
Yep. I really couldn't have asked for a better internship opportunity in which I had as much fun as I did and kind of free reign as well.
I noticed that you thanked him.
I was going to get around to...
Let the man do it. Oh,
I would just skip him now, Alex.
Now that he's complained.
Houston.
It's like the kid that asked for more cake. Now you don't get any.
Yep.
Thank you for the lessons you taught me by suspending my mic.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
discipline is important, Alex.
Also, just advice that you would give me off air as well. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, people think I probably actually hate you, but I don't know. It's kind of like with Dave. Like, the show's the show. We like each other. We're all friends here.
Did you say my name?
No. Always when I was even half asleep coming in the morning, just always I could hear, morning, bud. How you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice guy, Chris, they call me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you brought us gifts today. That was a big check plus.
Mm-hmm. And then, Davey, thank you for teaching me all the P's and Q's of producing.
Well, some. He knows some of this stuff.
And also being on call the other night as well when I was having some trouble with the computer during overtime. And thank you as well for the gambling tips you have given me as you've made me money. That's very important. As well as just the life advice.
Yeah.
You've given me career advice as well.
Yeah, man. No, glad you were able to join us this semester. And thank you for the kind words. And I wish you well in your future endeavors. And this isn't goodbye. It's see you later.
Yep.
I mean, it's true. It's just like a little cheesy there. But yeah, yeah. And my advice to you would be don't take advice from Davey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would really try to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything he just said, opposite. Mostly everything he ever says. Like, the whole six quadrants thing, not a really sound idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good plan.
Are you moving back to Southwest Tennessee?
I don't know. At the moment, I think I'm going to stay in Knoxville till the end of the month. When my lease expires, and then I'll be on my way back to Memphis if I don't have anything lined up yet. Still doing some interviews and stuff.
Gotcha. So,
gotcha.
Waiting to see how those pan out.
All right.
Nate, you're not really invested in Alex's goodbye here. You're like scrolling your phone.
He's a busy man.
He's on Twitter.
He's got a pool business.
He's on Twitter. He's not even doing anything.
He had already, he had already thanked me. We said our goodbyes. I was letting him get around to you guys. Did you want me to hog?
I got the first thank you. I don't even have to say anything.
Did you
now.
Want me to hog the airtime? I mean, I was trying to let the man like give you some praise.
No, you were just tuned out. That's what I think.
Mm.
Come on, safe travels this weekend. Enjoy the graduation.
Thank you to the audience for letting me crash their little morning show.
Oh. Callum even points out
a shot on the way out.
It's the first intern to ever thank us, and now he's thanked the audience.
That one felt a little sarcastic.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I thought it was genuine.
I thought it was a little backhanded
but
compliment.
Just wait till Jack Leiter's next great start. I'm calling
it. There it is. That's a good way to sign out here.
Go Rutgers. Go Giants. Go Yankees.
And don't forget your Vanderbilt baseball team. Anchor down. It's Alex Comas with a shot on the way out the door. Hopefully we beat their ass and win an SEC baseball championship. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio. The Blitz is next.